glanced at her. "Everything all right, honey?"
"Yep," said Flora. She loved Min, but she found herself unable to share her new worries with her. She willed herself to chase away the thoughts in her head and tried concentrating on the sounds behind her.
"Betcha they're smart. Bet they collect things like ash trees and art."
Flora thought about the photo in her pocket, the one that had so frightened her the night before. She put her hand on it to make sure it was there. She planned to show it to her friend Olivia later that morning.
"Hurry up, girls," Min called as she turned onto Main Street. "We're late this morning, and it's all my fault."
Moments later, Min Reed and her granddaughters reached Needle and Thread. Flora flung open the door, the bell jangling above her. Mrs. Walter, Olivia's grandmother, called Gigi by her grandchildren and by Flora and Ruby, had already put the coffee on and was arranging new sewing and quilting magazines in the rack near the cash register.
"I'm sorry we're late," said Min breathlessly. "I had to go back for a sweater."
"No worries," replied Mrs. Walter. "I've only been here a few minutes myself."
During the next hour, Flora and Ruby helped Min and Gigi get ready for the day. And then Flora plopped herself down on one of the couches at